Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Welcome to the broadcast. This is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and today we're going to be looking at the problem of what damages us in the deepest part of our being, the human spirit. Before we do that, let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you are our source of wisdom and your Bible is our source of truth. Now today, we ask that you open up your word to bless our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you might say, you've been talking a lot in the last few broadcasts about all this damage to the human spirit. It's all there in my book, Biblical EQ, How to Become an Emotionally Intelligent Christian. And this is from page 101 on. And it's for Christian counselors, for pastors, for elders, for people who want to help other people through life or who want to be emotionally intelligent themselves and successful and strong and resonant and not captured by the emotions of this world. And so the human spirit's the deepest part of you, and it affects your entire being. When it's out of line, you are out of line. It's the framework for the rest of your emotions and thoughts. Last week, we talked about a jealous spirit. Someone who's got a jealous spirit has a twisted framework and they're always competitive. They're always envious and jealous. And they see other people through that jealous eye. And it becomes the framework for their emotions, thoughts, and behavior. So when your human spirit is damaged in some way, then the whole of that person's life is off. You see, some people become proud in their human spirit. They think they're smarter than everyone else. And they go through life making mistake after mistake because they're unable to learn because they think they're smart already. And the Proverbs talks about the doom of those people that are wise in their own eyes. They say there's more hope for a fool than a person that's wise in their own eyes. So there's four things that damage the human spirit. And if you're a pastor, elder, or teacher, you need to get out your Bible pens and notebooks to take these down because this will help you in dealing with other people. Here are the four things that damage the human spirit: sin, folly, trauma, and spiritual attack. What are the four? Sin, folly, trauma, and spiritual attack. And we need to treat all four things differently. Now, sin results in spiritual death. And that's pretty bad. Okay, we get separated from God by sin, and sin starts destroying our ability to have a conscience, to have a spiritual life. And after a while, sin really alienates us from God. And so the cure for sin, you all know it, it's repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will be gracious to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the cure for sin, if sin's weighing your life down, repent from it, give it up. Get out of that inappropriate relationship. Stop having that affair with a married man. Stop being a drunk. Do this, do that. Repent. Turn around. Turn to Jesus. Confess your sins. And the Lord will be faithful and just to forgive you. And it's a terribly damaging thing to you to keep on going in sin. The next thing, and it's something we don't talk about a lot, is folly, to be foolish. A person who is foolish is unable to receive the wisdom from God. Because they're full of themselves, they're full of their own strange ideas, they are boorish, they're ignorant, and they just go and make mistake after mistake after mistake. Now, the cure for folly is proper discipleship. You can have someone that's born again, they're just born again, but they're crazy. You know, their life's a mess, they make bad decision after bad decision, week after week, they're going and asking for prayer for this, prayer for that. Yes, you need to pray for them, but you also need to put a mentor alongside them. They need to be like a tomato plant that's tied to a stake. Otherwise, it flops over and doesn't have any stability. They need a mentor. They need a disciple. Men for men, women for women. Get them in a Bible study group. Get them into a good discipleship course. And especially, they might need to get into something like Celebrate Recovery or a group that can address their particular form of human weakness and folly. And folly will lead people into financial mistakes, moral mistakes, all kinds of stupid judgments in life. They'll lose job after job. They'll end up alienating people with their words. And folly damages us spiritually as well because folly blocks our ability Our foolishness blocks our ability to receive godly wisdom, and godly wisdom is one of the keys to leading a successful life and being successful in business and relationships. So we have to say at some point, gee, I was dumb. Gee, I was dumb. I need the wisdom of God. And when you say that, God will give you wisdom without reproach. James 1:5, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives freely and without reproach. If you realize you've been foolish and stupid, just go to God and say, God, I've been foolish and stupid. And God will say, yes, I know. And say, I need your wisdom now. He said, it's about time you ask for it. And he will give you the wisdom you need to get through life. The next thing that damages the human spirit is trauma. Someone might have seen a terrible road accident and they've been traumatized. They might have been raped. They might have been beaten up. They might have been mugged. They might have gone through some terrible circumstances in their life, been bullied at school, or gone through things that have deeply traumatized them and broken them in the inner person. Deep down in their spirit, they have been traumatized. And this is where we need the inner healing ministry in the church. A lot of people say, you don't need inner healing, you just need discipleship. No, discipleship's for folly and for sin. That discipleship helps with sin and folly. It doesn't help with trauma. Telling someone with trauma just to get better and to get disciplined and get their life together isn't going to help, because they're broken in the inner man or the inner woman, and they need healing prayer. They need to get to a ministry that offers inner healing and counseling, and they need people to listen to them and understand them, protect them and shelter them. Sometimes you'll have to take them out of a traumatizing environment. If they're in a relationship with a violent drug addict, a drunkard, or someone that's abusing them in some way, they may have to leave that environment to be able to recover from their trauma, and you need to help them to do that. So trauma needs special, sensitive, kind people, because people who are traumatized are afraid. Fear has taken over their life, and they have bad memories. They might have flashbacks. They might have been through a war zone. Or I know of a friend whose unit was bombed in Afghanistan, others who had their friends killed by IEDs. They have been through trauma, and that trauma takes a long while to get through. In some cases, I would go up to Alaska and sit with traumatized soldiers around a campfire and let them tell their stories and listen to them and pray for them. So trauma has a different answer. And if you go to Biblical EQ, you look at that chapter, it'll tell you partly how to deal with trauma. But it's a special ministry of God's church, and you need to be sensitive and gentle with traumatized individuals. Don't tell them to repent. You can't repent of trauma. You need to be healed of trauma. And that's something that people need to have a understanding, good, kind listening specialist to help them with the things that have traumatized them through life. And they need someone who's, sometimes they need someone who's been in the same place, someone who's gone through the same kind of trauma and can listen to them, love them and bless them. The last kind of thing that breaks and destroys the human spirit is spiritual attack. We all know the passage in Ephesians 6, we battle against powers and principalities in the heavenly realms. And sometimes spiritual attack can get to people. We get John Mark, who Paul took to Pergamum, and in Pergamum he decided to go turn around and go home. He got discouraged. Well, that was the throne of Satan. That city was the throne of Satan, as we find out in, later on in the book of Revelation. So here's this young John Mark, who was also ran away during, we think, he was the one that ran away naked in the garden and dropped the sheet during the Garden of Gethsemane. See, he's a naturally timid person. He's a young kid from a very, very wealthy family, as we find out in the book of Acts, and Barnabas' nephew. And so he's this young guy, and he couldn't take the spiritual attack, and he took off and went back home. And he wasn't ready for the spiritual attack, and it kind of broke him in some ways. He became discouraged and then didn't help when Paul wrote him off. So there's times when spiritual attack gets to people. You find your head full of strange thoughts, or you might have a curse, right, because you've got something in your house, an idol or a witchcraft book or some crystals or things like that, that are bringing a curse on you and your family, and you need to get rid of that curse, because that spiritual attack is affecting you, not just at a physical level, but at a spiritual level. Your human spirit is being blinded by those idols. You don't want a Buddha in your house. You don't want all that statues and things like that that are evil and wicked, and things like dream catchers, that will cause you to have some spiritual damage. You don't want a spiritual attack on your life. So you want to get rid of those kind of things, because idols bring a curse. If you want to check that out, it's at the end of Deuteronomy chapter 7, last couple of verses, 25 and 26, I think. If you bring an idol into your house, you're bringing a curse into your own family. So you've got to get rid of all that junk and all that stuff. And if you think that you might need to deal with some spiritual warfare, I'll give you the URL of a website you can go to download a spiritual cleansing prayer. So if you've got pen and paper, write this down, globalchristians.org/cleansing. Okay, the website's a long name. It's globalchristians.org. That's one of my websites. I've got about a dozen of them. So it's globalchristians.org and then /cleansing, C-L-E-A-N-S-I-N-G. And that's a prayer that I've been using since 1984 to get people free from demons and free from curses. And you'll learn how to break the curses off your life and inherit the blessings of Abraham that are yours in Christ Jesus. So let's sum this up. There are four things that damage people spiritually: sin, folly, trauma, and spiritual attack. Sin, folly, trauma, and spiritual attack. And they need four different spiritual approaches. So if it's sin, then it's repent, son, and get saved. That's your pastoral approach if you're a pastor, elder, teacher, or whatever. Folly, it's, son, you're out of line. You're making a lot of mistakes. You need discipleship. You need to sit down and learn at my feet and get your act together. So that's different. Okay, you know, they're not repenting and believing in Jesus. They're getting their life together. Number three is trauma. It's not a sin to be traumatized. It's not foolish to be traumatized. Life's come along and run over that person like a bus, and they need healing for their trauma. They need healing prayer. They need people that are going to love them and understand them. And that's your approach as a pastor. It's different from the approach for sin, which is repentance. It's different from the approach for folly, which is discipleship. Here, for trauma, we need healing. And finally, the final thing you need to know about is spiritual attack. If someone is under spiritual attack because they brought an idol on a tourist trip and they've got that Buddha sitting there, was actually worshipped at some stage, and there's a demon in that Buddha, it's attacking the family, the whole family's getting sick, repentance isn't going to work, normal repentance, discipleship's not going to work, healing prayer's not going to work. They need to get rid of the Buddha. They need to repent of having that thing in their house and destroy it and break the curse, and then pray a prayer of spiritual cleansing over themselves and their family. So there are four different spiritual approaches there. So we need, for the spiritual attack, you need spiritual warfare. For healing, for trauma, you need inner healing. For folly, you need discipleship. For sin, you need confrontation and repentance. So they're the four things that damage people. Write that down if you're a pastor, elder, or teacher, and that'll help you in dealing with people. And this is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.